All right, it is right now 11 o'clock. And we're so glad you're listening today. This is WCNO in Palm City, Florida. And we have a guest that has just arrived. Chris, welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Great to have you with us. And, you know, we're sort of pulling you in here saying, hey, you know, we need to raise about $500,000. Wait a minute. It wasn't quite that by 11 o'clock. Well, no, it is 11 o'clock. How are you?
I can't be better. I mean, I'm here.
That's good.
And that's a blessing in and of itself. It's just, I always look forward to prayer and share. It's a time when I think it really touches people's hearts to know that this station is supported much like our churches.
Yes.
By the generous tithes and donations that God puts on the hearts of people to continue the spreading of the good news. And for me, it's one of the first things I do when I get that envelope, sometimes 2 weeks before the prayer and share,
yep.
I've already written the check. To me, it's an excitement, because when I'm in the car and I turn on the station, whether it's in the morning, the afternoon, or the evening, I just am filled with so much good news.
Amen.
You know? And I think for the people that are out there listening, they get home at night and they probably turn on the local news and then they watch the evening news, and by the time it's done, they're depressed.
That's easy to happen.
So,
yes.
We have a solution here. The time you get home, turn on WCNO, and by the time the nightly news is over, you will have a wonderful evening. You will be filled with the Spirit of God.
Amen.
But, you know, like anything else, it takes money to operate the station, which reaches really an incredible distance all the way down to Broward County and as far north as, I think, Brevard County, west to Okeechobee County. And so I would encourage anyone that's tuning in right now to say a quick prayer and say, Father God, you know, I listen to this station. I am blessed by whether it's the different pastors' messages or the music or the guest or whatever it is, Lord, put on my heart what I can do to help support this ministry. And, you know, whether it's $5 a month or $500 a month, whatever God puts on your heart, we truly need the blessings that you will give us.
Thank you, Father.
That the Father has put on your heart. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 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 Chris, you are the executive director of Treasure Coast Christian Alliance, which is a key sponsor of our Wednesday Live program, which that's been over a year now. I believe the Alliance has been a sponsor. And there are some powerful things that are coming up with the Alliance, and I want for us to talk about that a little bit just to let our audience know. But first, I want to say a big thank you for sort of leading the team in being a partner with us here at WCNO, and that is one of the means of income. We have three streams. We have programs. We also have the partners, which is like business partners, ministry partners, and the sponsorship falls under that partnership program. And then, of course, we have listener support. So at this time, we really are looking for listener support. But I want to thank you for also understanding the importance of new equipment and rebuilding. And I believe, in part, God brought me to this ministry for this season so that we can rebuild. I mean, we're 33 years old, April, and we still have equipment that was used when we opened up 33 years ago. So we don't know how much used it was. But this is amazing that God has let this station utilize mechanical parts that move, that are electrical, to get the gospel out for 33 years. And so people listening today kind of have an opportunity to be like the pioneers in the beginning, but we're looking forward to the next 33 years, Jesus tarries. I won't be around at the station in 33 years, but God willing, this message is going to be around.
Amen.
And the gifts to that tower equipment replacement is huge, and you and your wife have been gracious underwriters of that. I want to thank you for that.
Well, it's a blessing for us to be able to give you all, because you're such a blessing to us. But, you know, let me say this about the equipment. Many of you have cell phones, and if it gets 5 years, 7 years, 10 years old, you've got to replace it. If you've got computers at home, rarely do many people have computers over 10 years old. Mm-hmm. We're talking here equipment, media equipment that's at least over 30-some years old. I pray that there are some corporate listeners out there or some individuals that have recently been blessed. Maybe they've sold a piece of property. Mm-hmm. Maybe they've just received an inheritance. And for them, the amount of money that we need to upgrade this equipment would be insignificant by their financial standards. But to realize they could be such a blessing to millions of people in the listening area by just calling up the station today and saying, you know what, God has just blessed me recently. I'm going to give you a check for $50,000. And it just makes me feel so good to be able to do that. We just pray that in Jesus' name, there are listeners out there that have that money, might even say, well, you know, I'm a little bit concerned about how much money I have in the bank. I only have $250,000 insured. I got $1 million in there. So, you know, I'll take $50,000 out and put it towards the equipment.
Amen.
But this is the kind of response that we'd like to see from the community at large, because it's out there. God's got the money for this project, and it's going to happen.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. It is going to happen. Chris, I'm blessed to be able to sit with you and some other pastors and leaders. We don't talk about, you know, our positions and what we do. We come together in the alliance totally for the purpose of lifting up Christ amongst the business, civic, and church community. And there are a couple events coming up that are really significant, and I'm glad you're here because you can address those.
Well, I think this year is even probably going to be our best year yet
in terms
of what we're going to be providing for the community at large. April 27th, right here in Stuart at Covenant Church.
Yes.
We are going to be blessed to have a speaker, John Stemberger, who is an attorney in Orlando who's really dedicated his life to the Lord. He is on the president of the Florida Family Council, and he is going to be blessing our community that Thursday from 12 noon to roughly 2:30, depending upon how many questions are asked. But he understands the law. The law as it pertains to what churches and particularly private schools, Christian schools, need to know relative to being protected legally by not doing anything that's contrary to the law. Something that's really been in the forefront the last 10 years, it's never was part of my life growing up, is discussions on the LGBT community. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're all God's children. We're not saying anything there, but by the same token, it does cause some conflicts for how churches and or schools deal with situations, and it needs to be dealt with properly. And so John's going to be here to really give us the legal perspective on what churches and schools need to know in order to do things in accordance with the law and not violate the rights of anyone intentionally. And I think it's going to be a very useful seminar for people that just don't know.
Yeah, the gender issue is another really big issue that he's going to be addressing at this conference. And, you know, churches, youth groups, children's ministries, homeschoolers, leaders of homeschool organizations. This is, you know, we do have limited space, I believe, right?
We do. We think that the response is going to be overwhelming, and we're probably going to have to do another one probably in the fall.
Yeah.
You know, I think we probably will not be able to seat comfortably more than 200 to 250 people.
Yeah, something like that.
And I, just based on the response that I've been getting just from talking to some people from schools and churches, is overwhelming, and we haven't even sent out the flyers yet.
Yeah.
So that's on April 27th. But then here's the real surprise. We have always, this is now will be our seventh year, have honored the National Day of Prayer, which is always the first Thursday of May. We rent out the Mid-Florida Credit Union Civic Center, or some people know the Port St. Lucie Civic Center, where we always house that evening the National Day of Prayer. But this year, thanks to the wonderful work of Pastor Jonathan here, we're going to have a special guest speaker, another Jonathan.
That's true.
Rabbi Jonathan Kahn.
Yeah.
Now, we are going to be limited there as well. We think we'll be able to get up to 800 to 900 people there. But again, we are going to try to do this in a very orderly fashion. So we are having tickets printed.
Okay.
Probably will be available sometime next week. And we're asking churches to take no more than 50. I mean, 10, 20 mm-hmm. would be, you know, appropriate. But there's some bigger churches that will want more. And there's a cost. There's a cost of underwriting, bringing him down you know, the hotel and airfare and everything else, the renting of the Civic Center.
Sure.
So we're going to be asking for a suggestion of $20 per ticket. That's not the cost per ticket. It's just a suggestion for an offering for the tickets to help underwrite the cost. And he's going to be doing a book signing. For those of you that have not read his books, I mean, just the very first book that knocked me out of the chair was The Harbinger. And his writings are incredibly prophetic and incredibly biblically sound and tied in.
Right.
So that's going to be the first Thursday of May. And, of course, the Christmas Proclamation Supper. This year will be the seventh one, which will be the first Sunday in December. That will begin at 6 o'clock in the evening, again, at the Mid-Florida Credit Union Civic Center, or Port St. Lucie Civic Center. So we think we're going to have more things this year, but it's going to be a busy year. And it's all to bring the body of Christ together and to equip the saints.
There we go. Yeah, this is... These days are days when it's so important for the church to be equipped to be able to minister. And I know this event coming up on the 27th of April is going to be an equipping opportunity. Your pastor, senior pastor, youth pastor, children's pastor, maybe a principal, maybe you're a school board member in the county, one of the counties here, Martin St. Lucie, Indian River County, Okeechobee County, maybe even down south into Palm Beach County. But this is an opportunity to come and not only receive, but there's going to be an open forum for some questions and interaction as well. So this is just a great organization and a great thing for the body of Christ to be able to come together, to share together, to pray together, and to be equipped so we can do a better job in the ministry. I know that just in our community we do have some of our youth groups that have some young people that have been introduced to all kinds of questions and are questioning their identity, and we even have some of the young people that is in the community that have had surgeries. And so these are serious issues. The church really needs to prepare itself.
Well, there's no question. Again, I think those of us that are, let's say, north of 60, these are all things that came at us in the last 10, 15 years that were completely unexpected. We're not here to judge people, but we are here to do what God has called us to do and to equip the saints.
Yeah, to do the work.
And to minister the word of God.
Amen.
You know, and I say this, I mean, you know, everybody has a choice. I mean, you can choose not to go to a church. You can choose to be on the golf course every Sunday.
Right.
And that's your choice. We don't judge you.
Yeah.
But by the same token, if you choose to come to a church, we operate by biblical standards.
Right.
And so we need to be equipped on how to handle situations that, quite frankly, weren't covered in the seminary.
Yeah, true, true. Well, you know, when we think about judgment, one of our programmers was talking about judgment the other day, and there is, you know, condemnation. We do not condemn. Sin, God identifies, and God lays out the consequences and explains the consequences. Of course, the love of God is to protect us from the plans of the enemy to destroy. So there's no condemnation. I think often of the lady, she's caught in the act of adultery, and, you know, the law says she's to be stoned, you know. So they came and kind of set Jesus up. How are you going to react to this issue? It's a community issue. It's a religious issue. It's a family issue. How are you going to relate to this? And he ministered to her spiritual needs. And then he said, go and sin no more. And so the church needs to understand how we minister to people's personal needs and how we can say, we love you. This is the word of God. Be free and go and sin no more. And we need to be able to minister that way and have the tools to do it. Well, this is going to be a great event. We're going to go to a song. We're going to be back in just a minute. This next song is entitled Waymaker. And we do hear the song quite a bit these days because it is a great song. And certainly God is the one that has made a way for us.
Sing this together, even when I don't see it. Come on, even when.
Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working.
Come on.
Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop.
Make a donation or a pledge. Call 772-221-1100. We have operators standing by. If you get the voicemail, please leave your number or call back. That's 772-221-1100.
You sound so professional, Karen. We even had music with that. That was pretty awesome.
Yes, everybody's yeah. has music.
Well, tell us what's going on.
All right. Well, we still have a matching funds challenge in effect. And the amount is $2,925 left to match up. Mm-hmm. So that is available for you every time, whenever you call, you will be matched dollar for dollar up to $2,925. And if you call us at 772-221-1100, you can make your donation. And this is the where I had stepped out in faith for the 11:30 deadline.
Mm-hmm.
And... But we have our brother Chris Fogle here.
So that changes the time.
Yes, so we're pushing it up. But of course, don't hesitate to call.
Phone lines are open.
Your gift of any amount, 772-221-1100. $2,925 and matching funds.
Again, you're listening to WCNO in Palm City, Florida. And this is Prayer and Share. This is one of the two times a year where we come to you and make our requests known. You know, we... aren't like your local church that gets to pass the plate every Sunday. So we come to you twice a year, and we're believing that God is going to do what he's always done, and that is meet our needs as well as yours. And of course, when God meets your needs, you're able to bless us, and that's the way this ministry has been built. And as Karen was just saying, we have $2,925 available in matching funds, and that is because we just had a couple ladies a little while ago that made those donations and those funds available. So give us a call, 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. And the phone lines are open, even though we are continuing with our guest, Chris, from the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. And also, you have, you've been in the area for a number of years as a businessman?
well, approximately 42 years.
That's a while.
And it's been a blessing. I love the community. I've watched it go from a sleepy little town, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, into a traffic congestion.
It is that. And you're now retired. Are you having a hard time finding something to do?
First of all, I don't say I retired. I transitioned.
You transitioned. There you go.
I'm still chairman of the St. Lucie County Economic Development Council.
Okay.
I am going to be pastoring the Way Cafe, which should open in a couple months.
Okay.
And I sit on the board of a public company, a bank.
Mm-hmm.
And then with the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance, I'm pretty busy.
You are extremely busy, and you do a great job, and we're very blessed to have you and your wife and the gifting talents and all the years of service that God has put together to bring us to a time such as this. These are exciting times. I'm excited.
Well, they are. We're never God never lets us be bored.
Yeah, there you go.
He continuously has challenges for us to meet and be obedient, and certainly this is a time of obedience. This is a time he's calling us to take control of the kingdom here on earth.
There you go.
With his blessing.
Well, we're seeing a lot of signs of revival. We're seeing some wells opened up. And, of course, I believe with John Stemberger coming to the Treasure Coast, and that is going to be a very important meeting. And also the meeting on the National Day of Prayer with Jonathan Kahn, that's going to be a tremendous night. You mentioned Christmas and the proclamation dinner. We also have an amazing guest that is already confirmed for that as well, don't we?
We do. He is a pastor of a very large church in Houston, Texas,
yes.
Who really encountered some very difficult issues with the mayor of Houston, and with other pastors. They came together and were able to really protect the gospel of Jesus Christ. There were attempts to try to censor what was being said at the pulpit, and this is scary. This is a scary time for this country,
yeah.
And I think people need to be awake. You know, the enemy comes to rob, steal, kill, and destroy.
That's it. Yep.
At any time.
Yes.
You know, as I'm fond of Satan, you know, Satan operates 24/7. He's got, yes, a great delivery system. He's never shut down. And, you know, Paul said it best in Ephesians, we have got to have the full armor of God on us at all time.
Yeah.
And we don't have time for foolishness.
Yeah.
And we've, unfortunately, I think, have been asleep for a long time in this country as children of God.
Yeah.
We've just been comfortable in our little cozy church on a Sunday. And, you know, after it was over, we took the family out to eat, and then we went about like, you know, leave it to Beaver.
That's
and,
true.
Unfortunately, that's true. Satan doesn't just operate on an hour on Sunday. Mm. He's operating every day. He's attacking our relationships with our spouses.
Yeah.
He's attacking our children.
Yeah.
He's attacking us through what's on TV. He's attacking us in the media. He's attacking us everywhere. And I'm not fearful, because I know the victory.
Amen.
But
Amen.
You can't sit on the bench. Mm. You got to get your bat and go up to the plate and be ready to play ball.
Yeah.
So.
Well, this is these events that are coming up are very important. Of course, the next one, of course, is coming up on April the 27th, and that's going to be here in Martin County. And this is specifically for leadership, because we do have limited seating, but pastors, pastoral key staff, school principals, school board members, it would even be good if we had commissioners at an event like this, if they were able to come, and homeschoolers. There's organizations, the leadership in the homeschool organizations that would profit from this. And so this is going to be a key meeting. Now, let's just talk a minute about how someone who wants to be at this event that's going to be here at Covenant Fellowship in Martin County and Stewart, how they can get registered to be a part of this event.
Well, first of all,